This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Great day for a freaking aim, boys. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast.
What's up, dude?
It's Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it's me, yeah. It's
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. I thought it would be fun. Jesus came up with an idea, and I thought it would be fun to sit him down and talk about stuff. He just came down the hallway saying something. You want to say it again?
Yeah, so Father's Day was not too long ago, and we got somebody to congratulate. Right over here. His name is Joey Kidney. Because he's now a dad.
I am a father. I am a proud father. Oh, is it just going to be me talking?
What's the name of your kid?
My child, his name is Frankie.
Okay, so why don't we talk about that? Why Frankie?
Why did I choose Frankie? Is this whole podcast on Frankie?
Yeah.
All right. Frankie is my little Australian Shepherd. I'll give you like a rundown of what he is. All
right.
Frankie is my mini Australian Shepherd. He is, right now he's 21 pounds, I think. He is 18 weeks old, and he has blue eyes. He's a blue Merrill Australian Shepherd. And I chose the name Frankie because I listen to Frank Sinatra all the time. And like, if I get another one, I'm not going to tell you what the name is going to be, but it's going to be like another singer like in that genre. So I named him after Frank Sinatra because Frank Sinatra has them damn blue eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. How do you come up Frankie to the moon?
Ah, because Fly Me to the Moon is Frank Sinatra's best song. I can tell you that right now.
Did
you know that?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Like, I knew it was because of Frank Sinatra, but I never put the two together.
So Fly me to the moon.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's another thing. He's an Australian Shepherd, and I noticed that when I walk with Joey, I've noticed that he doesn't like it when people say, like, oh, he's an Australian Shepherd, right?
Oh,
so you know where they go, like, into.
Yeah, where they're like, oh, do you know that's an Australian Shepherd? No shit. Listen, I've done my research for 2 years. The longest I've ever not had a dog was 2 years. Because, like, when my first dog, Barney, died, then we waited 2 years, and then we got Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved out, and I was alone for 2 years. And then now I got Frankie. And so I did my research for, like, over 2 years of getting a dog, right? I just had to wait for the right time. And I researched Australian Shepherds, like every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And to have somebody come up to me and be like, do you really know what you bought? Do you know what you're up for the next 15 years? I just want to teach Frankie how to bite now. Like, for the longest time, I was like, hey, man, no nipping. You're puppy, but no nipping. Now I want him to bite.
I know. I get that. Man, it's funny. I don't know. Just the way they approach it, and they're just like, do you really know that, like, they are, like, high energy and whatever? Especially, I think it's funny because I was there when you were like looking and doing your research.
Yeah.
So I know those 2 years ain't no joke. Like, you were literally looking at like breeds and what kind of dog, like if.
How many times like, did I do those, like, the dog tests?
Yeah. If it was, well, like, fitting towards like, you.
Australian Shepherds and Border Collies. Those were the two that I got a lot. And then I think there was also Cocker Spaniel in there. But I already had a Cocker, mm-hmm. so I figured why not dabble in something else. And then Frankie seems to be a good match.
Yeah.
So far. It's actually wild, like, how good he is, man.
Man, what I think is wild is how much of a dad you are. I mean, like... You literally Why? Said, like, how much does he weigh? Like, you know it that as a fact. Like, how many pounds is it?
It's like 21.
Yeah, and then afterwards you're, like, talking about, like, his teeth falling off.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, no, his teeth are falling. Okay, I was talking to my mom about it. I got excited, man. When you came over yesterday, like, one tooth was, like, so wiggly. It fell out last night. Okay. But I didn't get to catch it. He swallowed it.
Yeah, and also, like, the diet. Like, raw, not raw.
Oh.
The different opinions.
Yo, that kind of pisses me off. Everybody that comes up to me, they're like, again, it's... Everyone's like, oh, do you know what you got yourself into? Excuse me, are you doing raw? And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I want to, like, throw down a whole steak for my dog and, like, quail eggs and all this, like, all these... I think it's amazing. I think it's awesome. But I also think that my wallet can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's also amazing alternatives. And to, like... downplay somebody just because they're not feeding their dog like a certain way. I hate that. Like, they talk down to you. It's kind of like if you aren't vegan, people bash you. Yeah. And you're just like, you know what? My body loves me right now. Like, I'm doing all right for myself. It's the same way with a dog, man.
Yeah. It's kind of like you could have your dog and every now and then, like, you give him like something. If you're having a barbecue, you can still give him like,
I mean, food. I will never do that.
I would. That's just my Mexican way of thinking.
Well, you have, like, another thing, though, is you have to transition them into that.
Yeah.
I would never, ever, ever give my dog human food from my hands,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Like, I'm not going to, I had family over the other week, and we were sitting here, and my uncle, like, gave him, like, a piece of, like, pie crust.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that he gave him pie crust. Like, I don't care what it is. I mean, I do, but, like, that wasn't the big thing. It was the fact that the act of him feeding him from the table. Because
mm-hmm.
it only takes, like, one time. Now, every single time, like, somebody's going to be eating, Frankie's going to come up here and sit and beg.
Yeah.
And I don't want a begging dog.
Mm-hmm.
No, you eat what I give you. And what I'm giving you is so good for you.
Yeah.
So don't. I don't know, because I just want to train him really well, right?
Yeah.
And, like, it's fine. I don't care how people feed their dog. Do I think they should be feeding, like, pedigree? No. Do I think they should be doing, like, certain treats? Like, Frankie got, like, some treats from some friends, and, like, I can't give him them because they're so bad.
Yeah.
Like, they're so bad. And I gave him one because, like, the person who gave me them was like, oh, my God, give him a treat. And I was like,
Yeah, okay.
He shit himself real good the next day. It was gross from one treat, dude. But yeah.
If you guys didn't clue in already, he is a damn dad. Just because of how much, like, detail he puts into everything that, like, happens.
Well, what's crazy, and I think the reason why, like, we're talking about this is because the past, I've had Frankie for...
a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God. 20 weeks?
Yeah.
20 weeks now. And, like, he's been my project. That's been, like, the number one. I haven't really worked in 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I know.
Ugh, I hate it because it's hard to get back. But, like, this, like, I just want to make sure he's given, like, a good puppy life and, like, trained and happy and healthy and everything before I dive back into work. Because before, I was doing so much work.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'm losing money right now. It's insane. Like, subscribers are down, everything's down, but my dog's happy. So,
so please subscribe, guys.
Yeah, please subscribe. If you're listening to this, or I doubt you've made it this far, but if you're listening to this, please follow or like or subscribe, whatever the hell I don't even know what you do, man. Do you follow?
Man, this is what you gotta do. You subscribe, you watch Joey's videos, and whenever there's an ad, click on it.
You don't even have to click on it. But speaking of ads, this Happy Times podcast is actually brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. Oh, I said it right this time. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So whether you're returning to a longtime passion project, challenging yourself to get outside of your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has classes for you. Now, a class that I'm looking to kind of like dabble in, because I've been doing it for a while and I've been bumping up Frankie's Instagram, at Frankie to the Moon, I want to dabble in some photography classes. But more importantly, I want to see if there's any dog photography classes, because I'm telling you, animal photography, impossible.
It's, yeah, no, I've seen it. Like, it's definitely like a theme. Like, you need to understand like the little like nips and tricks of how to like take a good picture of a dog.
Yeah, and like, because... For, like, guys, there are certain angles to get their jaw aligned. But for dogs, you have to get – it's the same thing. You got to get, like, their posture right. It's really interesting. So I want to, like – I want to see if there's stuff like that. And I think you can learn a lot from that, and you can step out of your comfort zone and learn something new. So you guys, you can join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. This I posted this in two podcasts ago, but here we are again. So you can get 2 months free. That's right. Skillshare is offering the Happy Times listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So if you find a dog photography class, I will freaking take you up and let's have a freaking battle. I'm ready to freaking go, boys. So to sign up, go to Skillshare.com/happytimes. Again, go to Skillshare.com/happytimes to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/happytimes.
Okay, this guy needs to take a breath. While he's taking a breath, I'm going to take over just a little bit. And I'm just going to say how good Frankie is. He is an unbelievable dog with lots of energy that I can vouch for. He takes his dog out, I want to say, like 3 times in a span of 30 minutes. Because this guy just loves to take him out, even though he doesn't pee or whatever.
He pees every time.
Oh, so he says. No, he's just a dad and he really cares so much about his dog. And I really like that. I feel like he's definitely going through, like, the baby phase whenever, like, a family gets a baby and they're just waking up, like, every single time throughout the night because he's crying or he's got this or whatever.
Yo, low-key, though, Frankie sleeps from last night. He slept from 10 p.m. To, I think we woke up at, like, 8:20.
So it's the first time because he's been telling me how, like, he wakes up early in the morning, like, at 4 or something like that.
No, we've been doing this for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, for 2 weeks.
He goes to bed at,
But before that, I remember you used to tell me, like, I want a certain
when
hour.
When he was a puppy. Puppies can only go, because puppies can only last for, like, 3 hours. Two or 3 weeks it's been where he stayed, he goes in his cage. Last night, I left the cage actually open. And I was like, hey, man, do you want to come on my bed? Because I, like, got up to go to the bathroom at, like, 4. And then I was like, hey, do you want to come on my bed? He comes up. I'm talking about him like he's human. He comes up on my bed and we sleep for a little bit. And then, like, I like move around and I kick him. And he's like, screw this. He jumps off and goes in his cage and sleeps in his bed. And I just left the door open.
And talking about him, I guess you know where I'm going at. No. Joey has something to say for the people that refer to Frankie as a she when when he's walking down the street.
Listen, I know he's beautiful. I know women are 10 times more beautiful than men. But... And I get it. You can't see his ding-a-ling. I'm telling you it's big. But still, this is a man. Frankie is a boy. And I get it. Sometimes it's a girl name. Blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, I don't know. When I'm walking, I'm like, damn, this is a good-looking man. And people are like, oh, my God, she's so cute. I'm like, it's a dude. He has balls. It's a dude. And, like, I don't know why. And I kind of, like, related it to, like, nowadays where – and. I guess it's kind of hard to relate, and it's probably not the easiest thing for me to talk about or the best thing for me to talk about. But when people are, like, talking about their own gender and when they're not male or female, they're another.
There.
Yeah. They have different pronouns and stuff. And I never really understood that until I was walking my dog. Like, I've always been known. I don't have feminine features. I've always been known as a dude, so I've never had that.
Yeah.
But then encountering this, I was like, whoa, like, why am I upset about this? And I got it. Like, I understood. And I don't know if I should be upset. I'm not really, but I'm like, Damn.
No, I know. I just brought it up because we're talking about Frankie, and I've definitely noticed, like, a couple things from, like, the little time that I've been here. That was one. And another one is how you share the story, because you are so used to taking him out, like, at certain times. And there's this one time that you took him out at night, and then something happened, and you had to share it on your Instagram story.
Yeah, so we went out. I think Frankie gets his zoomies. If you don't know what zoomies is, Frank, it's when a dog goes crazy. It's when they have, like, their crazy hour. They run around randomly. And his are at 8 p.m. And I kind of missed it. So I took him for a walk around 9 p.m. And we were walking. And this is my issue. My mistake. I accidentally called the dog vicious when I should have used the word reactive. So I apologize if anyone saw that and I got offended. My apologies. So we were walking. And there was this one dog that was very reactive and just lunged at Frankie and nipped at him. He definitely didn't get him, but still, I was like, whoa, that's really scary. But I got home and I was like, this all makes sense though. Like, my older dog, Eddie, he was attacked when he was in puppy school, so he's a very reactive dog, mm-hmm. but he's not like one to lunge or nip at anyone, mm-hmm. but still, he's reactive. And so we would kind of like take him on walks even during the day where we would avoid people. So having a dog who is like that, I think people go for walks at like 8 or 9 because one, people don't want to see other people, and two, they don't want their dog to see other dogs because they know how their dog is. They'd rather just a carefree walk, and that's mm-hmm. why they do it at 8 or 9. So that's more of like a my issue for jumping into their time when it's their time. So that's like my bad. But I didn't know that, and you learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. But
no, definitely something that, like, I saw today, and I think it, like, really, like, highlighted a little bit of the day today, is how you went out, and I could only imagine if you actually happen to, like, be living downtown and you take out Frankie, like, I would never see you doing that. Cause
why?
Because of how much attention he got today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you probably could not, like, seriously think, like, oh, I'm going to take him out and I'm going to go do groceries or do this or do whatever. Like, let's just say places that you can actually take a dog. Yeah. I don't actually think you would have if you actually lived there because of how much attention he got. Like, you probably would never get places. Or you get stopped so much that it would probably get to the point that you're like, I'm just taking him out at night because that's when there's less
people. Yeah, that's true, actually. Well, I mean no, because then it would be drunk people. Oh, drunk people are the worst when it comes to dogs. Because mm-hmm. they just, like, don't care, and they just try to pick them up. And it's, like, that makes me really mad. And, like, when I get mad or frustrated, I get pretty scary. Like, I'm not going to hit anybody, but I'm very upfront. I'm very, like, to the point. Even here, even in, like, where I live right now, we do the same walk every day, and it takes us about, like, 20 to 35 minutes, depending on, like, if he's going pee and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One day it took us 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Think of it if you actually were downtown.
If I was downtown, dude, sitting outside of Corazon and Maiz, we met probably 20 people.
20, 30, easily.
And I love it. I hate it.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know.
It's not. Like
I feel like he's just too beautiful to be at those peak hours and like.
Yeah.
For you to say, like...
Oh, this sounds so, like, pretentious and big-headed.
No, but it was actually, like, he's so beautiful to the point that you're, like, if I had him, I would not take him out at that time of hour just because I know that probably he's
going to... I wouldn't take him down...
so much.
I would not take him downtown. I would definitely go around. I would go the long way. There's no way.
I'm literally just, like...
No, I know what you're saying.
Like, saying as if, like, you actually live there.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even. Because before, like, we would go out and I would get stopped. And now it's completely different. I get stopped because of my dog.
Yeah.
People don't even look at me. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh my God, can I pet your dog? Not even looking at me in the eyes or anything. They have no idea who I am, anything. And I'm not saying they should know who I am, but it's, I'm shit compared to Frankie. Like, I'm picking up his little pieces, his feces. And that's all I am to him.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's pretty loyal.
Oh, he's very loyal.
He passed out. He's out right now.
Okay, so got a quick question.
Yeah, got a probably a quick answer.
How long are we in? How much do we have?
We're at 17 minutes. We can go for however long we want.
Sweet. Because I was just going to say, man, this reminds me of like this comedy show that I just went to. And he literally talked about dogs. And he was like, dude, I'm going to tell you something. When you are walking your dog and somebody else is walking their dog or they're not walking their dogs, they just do not, like, they're walking and they already got, like, their eyes locked to the dog. Not even the person. It's almost like, hey, how you doing, dog? Like, good? Oh, you're such a good dog.
That's and because it's so awkward to look at people. Yeah. It's so awkward for people to look at other people.
Yeah.
And so they'd rather look at a dog. It's way more comfortable.
I just think it's just so funny because then afterwards he was just like, oh, good. And how's your human? Kind of like the person that's actually walking is the dog is walking you rather than you walking the dog.
It's so true. And it's crazy, man. Like, this is like TMI, but like as a dog dad and dog owner or like a dog mom and everything like that, you watch your dog shit and it's looking you in the eyes 100% of the time.
Yeah.
It's literally looking you in the eyes. And then what happens? You go to take a dump and it's the same thing, but vice versa.
Yeah.
You're looking at him in the eyes. Mm-hmm. And you think it's the cutest thing, but he's sitting there and just like looking at you and you're taking a fat dump.
I know.
And it's gross, except he doesn't have to pick it up, which is a little unfair, I think. I'm not going to make my dog pick it. No, so that's gross.
Yeah. I'm really happy with how Frankie's turning out so far. So, fun fact, he is mini, right? I don't know if you mentioned that.
Yeah, I did. He is a mini, but so far, like, did I tell you we went to the dog meetup?
Yeah.
So,
and there's like a lot of it.
Yeah, so my breeder is out in Peterborough, and she has a lot of dogs that came out to Ottawa. And so we all rented out a park and we got together and all these dogs are in there. And we went in, and I'm not bashing any dog, it's just my specific liking. But we went in, and Frankie has two other brothers out in Ottawa, so we went in with them, and they were the most beautiful dogs out of all of them. So mm-hmm. It was Frankie and his brothers, and it was just the way they were. But they walked in, and Frankie at the time, I think, wasn't even 4 months old, or he just turned 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in, and he was the biggest one. Like, he was the tallest one out of all of them. So he is a mini, but I think he's on the medium size. Like, he's or the bigger size of a mini. So he's I call him a medium Australian Shepherd. Like, not a mini, because he's already passing the mini stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know. I'm hoping he's a little bit bigger. I think he's going to get to like 35 pounds.
So,
dude, I can talk about this forever. This is dangerous.
You just mentioned something that I knew, we didn't actually write down the questions because I was just like brainstorming when you asked me like what we wanted to do the podcast on.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to ask you, where do you got him?
I don't know if I don't know if I want to tell people.
Well, you literally just said
It's in Peterborough.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. You
can do your research. I don't know. This is very public. So mm-hmm. if somebody was to like DM me like personally, then I'd probably tell them. Just because I don't want to send like a lot of people to a page or anything like that. But yeah, amazing breeder. Like, honestly, if you're looking to get a mini Aussie, I definitely like got the jackpot with Frankie. Or maybe I'm doing really well. Like, I don't know. But he's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the breeder was absolutely amazing. Got all his shots, everything. He was so good. But I think like the main thing, we haven't talked to it yet, is like how dogs impact our lives. Like, the reason why I got Frankie is because he's a therapy dog. Like, that's like his main thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's for a lot of people. So like, to those listening, like, if you have a dog, go hug your dog. Andrea Russet, do you know her? Do you know Andrea Russet?
No.
She's another YouTuber. She's like OG too. Her dog just passed away, and beautiful. You'd love it. And she just posted on Twitter being like, I'm not going to say too much. Just go give your dog, cat, whatever. Yeah. Just give it a hug for me and rest in peace to my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that meant so much. And like, it's super scary. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy how much they can like actually impact your life.
Yeah.
Like, and your friends' lives too. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, when people come over now, it's just like, it's a conversation as well. Like, it's this common ground where if there's an awkward silence or if there's tension in the room, you're not going to take it out on a dog.
Dude, not just that. I feel like when you have a dog, there's never awkward silence.
Yeah.
Just isn't. Because like, either you are in the conversation or you're like feeling with the dog, you're just like talking to him or like looking at him, and just by looking at him, then you start looking at him. It's not awkward because you guys are doing something. You guys are staring at a beautiful dog.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
And like, even if there's a like, they don't know who my roommate is yet, so we're just gonna keep it up, roommate.
Okay.
My roommate and I, we could be like getting in like a little argument or whatever. Frankie comes in the room. Argument over.
Or, yeah.
Like, it's over. And then it just, like, well, we solve it, but it's over. Like, it ended just because the dog walked in the room. And, like, that's, I don't know. I think that's really something to, it kind of, like, brings it in and, like, gets you to stop and, like, to slow down and ask yourself, what's the rush? Just like my new EP that just freaking dropped on Spotify, on iTunes, on everything you can possibly imagine. You should go stream it right now. The interlude, this is not a joke. This is serious. The interlude, the acoustic, the remix, the instrumental, and the main track have all dropped on the EP. And it's pretty special. It's pretty fun. I think it's fun.
Oh, dude, So, Joey's getting a bit pissed at me.
I'm not getting pissed.
Because I'm, like, singing just, like, a little bit of it, like, every, like, 15 minutes. And he thinks that I'm making fun of it. But I'm not. Like, it's actually catchy. The reason why he is pissed, too, is because I'm, like, singing the remix. And he is not, like, in the song as
I'm
like,
not in the remix at all.
I know. Yo, but hear me out. Hear me out. He was crucial on the writing of it. If not, I don't know how much he wrote of it, but he definitely came up with the idea, the concept, and everything.
Yeah.
So it's your song, even though you are not actually like singing it. And it's a damn good song.
The remix, I can't lie. Remix is definitely my favorite one.
Yeah.
I really, really, like, and not to toot my own horn, I really like the interlude, mainly because Bardo worked on it and he did like the backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so captivating. And Jesus and I are actually, we were getting together today because we're working on the video, the music video for the interlude, which is, it's something special. It's pretty cool. I'm fucking pumped for it. It's sick. Like the song already has like the single has like 40,000 plays already.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's wild.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The music industry is wild.
Oh, if you guys don't know, I don't know how far this goes. You guys can search it on Twitter. But this goes as far as, like, Joey telling me that he could not sing. And I was telling him, like, dude, just, like, try new stuff. Like, acting, singing. And he's like, dude, I can't sing. And I was like, yes, you can. Just speak a bit louder and with a little bit of rhythm. And you're singing.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I would love to like dabble into more music. Like, I think it's something cool.
Just take one class, you know, like take like every.
I'm too embarrassed to take class. So I'd rather.
He's gonna be good.
I'd rather work with like a friend that I'm super, super comfortable with that can also help me. Like Matt Walden. Like if he was here, I would be working with him in this. I would be making music all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I would be writing. Like, I think I'm a better writer and storyteller than I am a singer or a vocalist or whatever you want to call me.
Yeah, but it's okay. I feel like definitely it's not something that you want to be the top and the very best of the best. But I've noticed that like people that like have taken like few classes, whenever they sing in a karaoke or like they're just singing because people are singing in the car or whatever, you can definitely know that like they took like one class or they just, people just get like jaw drop and they're like,
I think
got
the
a good
big
voice.
Thing is like the number one thing is confidence in it, right? Like I don't even think you really need to know how to sing. I think it's
Do you
confidence.
Really mean that?
You don't have any.
I was gonna say, you really mean that? Because I definitely have a shit ton of confidence, man. And I still sound really fucking bad.
Well, I think there has to be the underlying talent or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is confidence. And I don't have any confidence in singing.
It will get to that point. We got a little bit backtrack from Frankie.
Off track.
Off track, yeah. Because that was like the main topic. How far are we, brother?
We're at 26 minutes.
We're at 26.
They like long podcasts.
You know what I'm going to bring up just a little? I made like the questions for dogs and the whole idea of like Frankie. Why don't you hit me with maybe like 3-5 questions about how? Because I know it's probably going to be a bit interesting for people to know. I don't know.
How what?
Like what's up with dogs in Mexico?
Oh, yo. I want to know. Do you have a collar on your dog? How many dogs do you have?
So I had two. One of them just passed away. And right now I have a German Shepherd across with Labrador.
Do you have a collar on it?
Yes. Oh, sorry. I was moving it a lot. My bad.
You have a collar on it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ozzy.
Ozzy?
Like Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, but like,
I thought it was going to be called Chewy.
No.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, no, so Ozzy and what was he going to say? She's a she. Even though Ozzy Osbourne, I'm pretty sure he's a guy.
He's a guy.
Yeah. But yeah. Collar, but I don't think there's a name on it.
Do you have a number on it?
No.
See, that's what blows my mind. So even in like Dominican Republic, I know it's the same, but we were there and there was like a bunch of stray dogs on the beach and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then one day, like a girl just like took a dog and we're like, wait, was that her dog? It was a puppy. Mm-hmm. Was that her dog the entire time or did she just take it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how does that work?
So here's the thing.
Because I know there's a lot of stray dogs, like even in Mexico,
right? There is a lot of stray dogs in Mexico. And I want to say that right now it became a huge thing, like trending kind of thing in my city, where if they see a stray dog, like the WhatsApp, it's huge in Mexico. So they're like putting in a group saying, post a picture and saying like, there's a stray dog in like this corner if anybody wants to adopt them. So right now it's like very trendy, like helping those dogs that are like just like, in the streets and
whatever. Did you adopt your dog?
No, we definitely had her. Like, it was not through a breeder, but it was just like, a puppy had puppies. Do you want one? And we're just like...
A dog had puppies. Yeah, but I guess where you're going here.
Yeah, and so if, like the necklace, I want to say that definitely we put like their names and the address and all of that like before.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not so sure right now. I don't think she has one. And it's mainly because the thing is we don't have like that scary feeling that like she's going to go away or anything.
Do you walk her?
That's the thing. Usually, at least in my city or the way I grew up, like, we don't like really like take him out on walks.
Then like, you come over here, I'm walking Frankie for 3 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly. Like we usually like don't take him out on walks, like, because here's the thing, you take him out on walks because you want them to pee or poo, right?
Well, no,
I but mean, like also like
energy and exercise, energy
and all that.
Yeah.
But like if you break it down, for example, for us, we usually just have them in the garden or in the front yard, backyard. So they do their necessities over there. So we never take them out to do that, like on a park.
Is Ozzy like chained up, like on a leash?
No. Most likely dogs in our houses are just going to be on chain in the front yard and the backyard. And that's to like protect the house. So if somebody like jumps the fence or whatever, he's there to protect us.
Damn. Well, Frankie's a herding dog, so he'll just run around.
He's going to herd him to, like, the front door. He's like, this way, buddy.
Yeah. Or you're going the wrong way. Don't go in the back.
Yeah, I know.
The good shit's in the front.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like, so different. And I want to say that something that I'm definitely going to be more into, like, the Canadian way or just, like, the way, like, a lot of people take care of their dogs. What you were saying that this girl said, it's like, just go ahead and, like, hug your dog. Is that, like, I should definitely, like, take out my dog on walks, like, care about her, give her treats, like, whenever. Because, like, that's another thing. We usually just don't give them treats. It's just, like, that's their food and that's it. And, like, whenever...
I feel like there's not much training over there.
Oh, definitely. Like, I want to say that... no, there definitely has to be a school. But probably it's just, like, one school. And probably, like, not a lot of people go to that school. But, like, we usually don't train our dogs. Like, that's a huge difference between dogs in Mexico and dogs over here. Like, usually, like, here, like, you'll be, like, more than okay petting almost any dog unless they have, like, a thing in their...
muzzle?
In their mouth.
Yeah.
But in Mexico, you definitely have to ask first because they may seem like they're okay and you approach them and they'll bite you.
Yeah, you have to ask here, but I feel like there's way more reactive dogs in Mexico.
In Mexico, yeah, because pretty much, like, we just, like, kind of train them to do so. We want them to be loud at night.
A guard dog, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, for sure. There's different dogs for different reasons. Like, I don't think people understand that as well. Like, It's kind of they have jobs. Like they're all dogs are working dogs. Mm-hmm. Unless it's I don't know what Chihuahuas do.
Dude, well, that's what I was gonna say. You brought up that like we buy dogs for a reason, but dude, in Mexico you're gonna have like a Pomeranian like protecting the house.
What is that gonna do?
I know, but still,
how is a football gonna stop a foot? It's not. It's gonna be flying through the field goal. I'm telling you.
It's funny. You literally have like a Chihuahua and like. I want to say then the families realize that they're not going to do much. And there's so many.
We just have to establish here that Chihuahuas and pugs, they're ugly cute. And I say that in the nicest way possible.
No, but they are.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're good.
But I was going to say like the families that usually have like those small dogs and they buy them because quote unquote to protect the house, they end up buying like a big ass dog like afterwards.
Yeah, they're all,
Yeah, they got like, and then it's like this funny combinations because like you're walking past the houses and you hear the, just like a little Chihuahua and then afterwards you like keep on walking by and then big dog will come and big ass husky right beside it.
Huskies in Mexico?
Yeah, man.
Damn. They must be hot as hell.
Well, that's
Do you have any Aussies?
That's the thing. Like, I've never seen an Aussie in Mexico. But I was going to say, like, that's the thing in Mexico. Usually, like, whenever we have dogs that have, like, two coats of fur or they're just, like, kind of, like, very hairy, we, like, shave them.
Yeah, they would be way too hot, man.
Yeah.
That's why I'm surprised you said husky.
Yeah, no.
Well, they're meant to be in Canada, dude. Like, they're meant to be Alaska, wherever it is, wherever you have, like, every season, that's where they're meant to be.
Man, they're always laying down because they want that, like, cold tile.
Yeah.
In the bottom.
Yeah. Totally different worlds, man.
Very different. But, yeah, no, like, definitely, like, when I go back, I'm gonna, like, have a better relationship with my dog and, like, just, like, take her out and all that. She's actually such a very trained dog when, like, she goes out, which is just... so different because you say like, oh, Frankie's so smart, whatever, right? Yeah. And for us, smart is like not bringing them to the puppy school or not even train them at all.
Yeah.
And that like when you walk them, they don't bite.
That's the requirement.
That's the requirement.
They you're don't
like,
kill.
Oh, he's smart because like he's just like not gonna bite you. It's not gonna bark you at you.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, so not bringing Frankie to Mexico.
Oh, man, you really got to be careful. When
he would be lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not dinner. He's not that big.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, breakfast.
And so also, lunch. Like, taking in consideration the stray dogs that are just, like, barking and protecting houses, and they're, like, without leashes outside of people's homes, that's not crazy. A joke.
Are there a lot of stray dogs?
There is, like, a lot of stray dogs, yeah, for sure. My only issue is that one dog, there's this one time that I was just walking by a house, and he was trained to protect the house, but outside of the house. So he had no leash, and what he did is that he came and followed me, just, like, barking, and then I thought, damn, like, this is straight up a movie. He's going to jump on me and do something. No, so what he did, he just, like, got close to the point that, like, his lover was touching my jeans.
Yeah.
And he was still barking, but just barking so that, like, I would, like, go a little bit, like, away from the house. And then he, like, followed me for a good 30 seconds, like, really close. And then I just kept on walking. And he was still barking. And then when he saw me, like, crossing or, like, taking it, like, a left or a righty, that's when he actually, like, went back.
Wild.
I had an issue with that dog. Like, that was definitely not nice or...
Well,
needed.
A lot of people don't know how to protect themselves from dogs.
No.
And it's not talked about. But it's scary sometimes, man. When a pit bull or when even just a German Shepherd, when something's coming at you, you can't just hit it in the head. You can't just move. You got to go for a chest because it mobilizes them.
Mm-hmm.
And you hopefully nobody.
Your neck.
Yeah, and hopefully never. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, hopefully you'd never have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, it can be pretty scary, and you got to protect your pup, too. The biggest thing that I think a lot of people don't realize about dogs is – oh, roommate's home. The biggest thing is that just because your dog is friendly doesn't mean you should let it off leash. Because then it can run up to a dog that's on leash that's not so friendly.
Yeah.
And then you have a little dog fight, which is wild. But I think we're done. I think we're sitting at 37 minutes. I think we're good.
Oh, yeah. That's a good podcast.
Thank you very much. Jeebus.
Hey, yo. That's what I'm here for.
Hell, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you did, make sure you give it a like, share it. And if you have any dogs, send me pictures. I want to see. I want to see. Yeah.
He literally just like missed the subscribe, but he actually like.
Well, I don't know how to subscribe to a podcast, dude. I just do them, and that's it.
Subscribe, guys.
Okay, yeah, do that.
He needs it. He's not putting enough content because of Doggle.
I know. I have to. Don't call me out. Anyways, stay beautiful, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.